The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
To beat Migs. Well, I know I sure am because we made it and it's Friday.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday, Friday.
I don't know if
everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
It's weird because it doesn't really feel like Friday for some reason. It snuck right up on me.
My body's sore from that freaking concert last night.
It's a rough one, guys.
Oh, wow. You guys sound old.
We are.
Yes. Let's get to our contestants.
You know, everybody at that concert was, too.
It's true.
Bad Religion and Dropkick Murphys. We were not the oldest.
No.
By
it
far.
It is Red Baron on the line from Des Moines. Good morning, Red Baron.
Good morning, Karen.
It's time for Steve to get out of here.
Can you reel me out?
For those playing at home, Red Baron has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Who is second in line for the presidency?
The vice president.
Yes. Shiitake and button are types of what?
Mushrooms.
Yes. Who played Luke Skywalker in the original Star Wars movies?
Mark Hamill.
Yes. What sport has official rules to cover tee intervals?
Golf?
No.
Can you repeat the question?
What sport has official rules to cover tee intervals?
Pass.
Maggie May was the first number one song for what performer?
Rod Stewart.
Correct. Ariel is a moon of which planet in our solar system?
Neptune.
No.
Uranus.
Yes. Which Golden Girl read one of Peter Griffin's erotic audio novels on Family Guy?
Betty White.
Yes. What flower do florists refer to as mums?
Pansies?
No.
Pass.
Bananas Foster originated in what southern city?
I'm going to say Atlanta.
No.
Savannah.
No.
Yeah.
Ah, but you know what? You got 6 correct, Red Baron. That's very good.
Yeah.
That's all right.
There were some tough ones in here. I don't know that Steve is going to do some excellent job. I think he's got his work cut out for him.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Steve, welcome back.
Thank you.
Happy Friday.
Back. Happy Friday to you as well.
Are you ready? Yeah, Daddy, let's go. Who is second in line for the presidency?
The vice president.
Yes. Shiitake and button are types of what?
Mushrooms.
Correct. Who played Luke Skywalker in the original Star Wars movies?
Mark Hamill.
He did. What sport has official rules to cover tee intervals?
Tennis?
No.
Pickleball?
No.
Golf?
No. Maggie May was the first number one song for what performer?
Rod Stewart.
Correct. Ariel is a moon of which planet in our solar system?
That would be Uranus, Karen?
It would be.
Really?
Which Golden Girl read one of Peter Griffin's erotic audio novels on Family Guy?
I need to go find that on YouTube. It's got to be Betty White.
It is. What flower do florists refer to as mums?
Mums are sunflowers.
No.
Roses.
No.
Dandelions.
No. Bananas Foster originated in what southern city?
Oh, crap. One time I was at Snoqualmie's Vista Prime Steak and Seafood. They give us a whole backstory on the Bananas Foster, and I don't remember it. Florida?
No.
Alabama?
City.
Oh, Miami?
No. Steve, with that, you got 6 correct,
wow.
And that is a tie. 6-6.
Why are all these ties happening?
Red Baron, next time you will beat Migs.
Yeah, that's our 4th tie.
Is it really?
Oh, my gosh.
Man, I'm going to have to start telling my wife about us for a while.
Okay, so a couple that you guys did not get right. The sport that has official rules to cover tee intervals is cricket.
Cricket.
Flowers that florists refer to as mums. Just looking for the full name, which is chrysanthemums.
I don't even know if I could pronounce that.
Try it. Chrysanthemums.
Chrysanthemums.
That was pretty good.
Hey. It's better than usual.
Bananas Foster originated in New Orleans.
New Orleans.
And one you did not get to, what do you call a male cat?
A cat.
A tom.
Yeah.
Tomcat?
Tomcat.
Really?
Yeah, Tom and Jerry, you know. Okay. Well, congratulations on your big tie.
So when you call somebody a tomboy, are you calling them man boy?
I don't know. Maybe we'll address that on the next Beat Mix.
The Daily Mix Show. Daily Mix
Show. There is a feature on the Odyssey app that's pretty cool. You can leave us a voice message whenever you feel, and we have been getting messages on there. Some are wild.
One, I mean, they even say it. They're drunk.
Perfect.
Another one wants to chat a little bit about Hulk Hogan and then some concerts as well.
We're going to slide into our VMs after Lenny Kravitz.
Something got you bent and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding and sliding and sliding.
On the Daily Mix Show.
It would be so cool to get a voice message from you. And you can do that through the Odyssey app. Steve, I'm always excited when we press play in the mornings.
Oh, so am I. You just never know what we're going to get, including this one. So let's start things off with a very interesting voice message through our Odyssey app.
I was just drinking and listening to your podcast.
Highly recommend. That's the best way to listen to the podcast.
Greatest podcast ever.
And I just want to talk about how you guys are awesome. Yeah. Friday.
Well, thanks. I appreciate all the kind words.
Yes.
Especially that part where you said
Friday.
That was really awesome of you.
Does that mean that we're drinking this morning?
Yeah. Well, I mean, at midnight, you can be drinking at midnight, and then
I guess
it's Friday.
That's right.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, here's another voice message. Let's not forget, it's Friday.
Yes.
I'm just heading home now for the Dropkick Murphys show, and saw you there. What a f***ing great show.
Oh, 1,000% agree. Yeah. So good. And I know we'll talk more about it later, but man, Bad Religion, who was the opening band?
The Mainliners.
The Mainliners. They were great.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Dropkick Murphys finished everything off, and they blew me away.
Oh, yeah.
I got to imagine you guys are taking tomorrow off.
I wish.
Nope.
I'm smart.
I mean, at least, you know, a lot of times when there's a weeknight concert, it's just one of us going so that the other two are maybe a little more bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. But no, we're all suffering
together. All of us are tired and sore. You know why?
Friday.
That's why.
That's why.
Let's check out this voice message.
Hey, this voice message is for Steve Meigs. Meigs, did you hear that Hulk Hogan died?
What?
Breaking news.
Excuse me? I'm joking. It is nice that when people think of wrestling, they instantly think, I should let Migs know about it. I will never grow tired of that. I know some people get annoyed when, like, I've gotten the same message a billion times. I'm like, I don't mind getting that message a billion times because that means people give a crap.
Yes, absolutely.
Ozzy, Theo Huxtable, and now Hulk Hogan. The hell's happening to our childhood?
You know which one rocked me the most is that is Malcolm Jamal Warner.
Yes.
Mainly because Ozzy not lived the best life, you know, but was able to live a long life even though he didn't live a healthy life. And I think we kind of expected that would happen. Same with Hulk Hogan.
Mm-hmm.
With Malcolm Jamal Warner, Theo Huxtable from The Cosby Show, he was still young. And it was a tragic way they died by drowning. And it sounds like he was trying to save his kid.
So awful.
Awful. To get onto the Hogan thing, I'm going to try to say, look, everyone's got their opinions. And honestly, the older I get, the less I give an F about other people's opinions. Yeah. Like, that's what they are. They're opinions. We shouldn't be getting mad at each other over opinions. Like, we can just agree to this. Nah, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
with certain stuff. With Hulk Hogan, this is one that I'm like, I've been torn with because I'm the type of person that does have a hard time separating the art from the artist. I know some people don't, and that's fine. But, like, there's the band Brand New. I've never listened to again because of certain allegations that came out about the singer. I just don't feel right. But
yeah.
I know lots of people still went and saw them in concert. Do what you will. Hulk Hogan's like that for me. Like, I mean, obviously, a huge part of my childhood. I'm a massive wrestling fan. I will argue that he is the greatest wrestler of all time. The character. Not technically in the ring, whatever. But this dude made wrestling larger than life. He made it he was a household name for a very weird thing that is professional wrestling. And he was so good at it that he could make people forget that it's this performance. And people would get lost in what he did in the ring. I cannot ever discount that. And like, he will forever be the greatest in that. Sounds like he was an awful human being, though, on the other side of it all. Like, I mean, he said some really terrible stuff, some racist stuff. It sounded like he died on the 10-year anniversary of, like, his audio coming out, which was just kind of weird. So I've never really had a... And he never really made amends for it. Like, he had, like, a big meeting with other wrestlers, And his main thing was, hey, don't get caught saying stuff. And like some of the minority wrestlers were like, how about apologizing for saying some awful things? And he never really did.
Never took the accountability.
So that being said, this is why I'm so conflicted. I'm not going to dance on the grave of somebody ever. You know, I mean, I'm never going to celebrate somebody dying. I'm not happy that he died. I feel awful for his family and his friends and the people that he was close to. But I have a hard time celebrating somebody's life who really, I did not necessarily agree with how he was when he got older. And when I got older to realize that maybe Hulk Hogan and Terry Bollea are two completely different things.
That's very understandable.
So yeah, it's a weird thing. One of my buddies summed it up best. He's like, a piece of my childhood is definitely gone. But as an adult, I don't have any feelings about this.
So question though, between yesterday and today, did you count the number of text messages we got at 206-803-ROCK informing you of Hulk Hogan's passing?
Now that was very entertaining because my DMs were blowing up. Even my wife, like in the middle of the day, and we've been joking about like, did you hear Hulk Hogan died? Did you hear Hulk Hogan died? I get a text from my wife and just said, did you hear Hulk Hogan died? I'm like, everybody's getting me with this.
Hey, Steve, Hulk Hogan died.
Excuse me? What?
The Daily Mix Show. It
has been a minute since we've seen him in the PNW, and this weekend he will be at Nate Jackson's Super Funny Comedy Club. Bill Bellamy will be joining us at 7:20.
Guys, Hulk Hogan died.
What? The Top Villain Comedy Tour is in town. Bill Bellamy performing tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday at Nate Jackson's Super Funny Comedy Club in Tacoma. Good morning, Bill.
Thank you for having me. This is a reunion of sorts.
It's been a minute since you've been here, man.
Bro, I miss you guys. Like, likewise. Literally, like you feel like my MTV alumni. I feel like we grew up together, bro.
All I ever think when I feel like I'm driving in, I'm like, Bill's coming in. Man, I just want to geek out about the 90s because...
Yo! Because we came up together. That's the beauty of, like, being born at the right time.
It's the greatest... I know I'm pissing some people from the 70s, but I think that's the greatest era for music.
They don't understand what we went through. For all the listeners, you know, we're having a nostalgic moment. The 90s was prolific on so many levels because everything was happening for the first time.
Yes.
That's why we caught the best wave because it was grunge... It was R&B, it was hip-hop, West Coast, East Coast. It was Alanis Morissette.
Not to be a nerd about it, but like MTV Blind back Melon. Then. Yeah. Like we weren't like just stuck to one genre. Like no, we would sit in front of a TV, watch MTV. And I'm like, okay, I like this Tupac song. And I also love this Blind Melon song.
Yeah, that's what was so cool about that one moment in time. It was like a decade of like... unlimited possibilities because MTV was taking a turn to open up the, you know, their palette of music.
Yeah.
So kids were learning like, oh man, I really do like grunge music, or I like acoustic guitars and stuff. So we're like, damn, that's a cool ass band. I remember with Matt Pinfield. Remember Matt Pinfield?
Oh, yeah.
He's
doing well right now.
Matt Pinfield was the first Google. He was the first AI on music. I swear to God, he knew everything. I'd be like, Matt, what's going on with that band? Well, first of all, it was 1979.
That's how you know a music documentary is good, is because Matt Pinfield is
involved. If Matt Pinfield is in it, it's official.
Yes, for sure.
Everything is factual.
I remember like being lovely, like, I love Soundgarden and Salt-N-Pepa.
You're
like,
right.
I'm like, what's happening
how
here?
How did that go together?
It doesn't make any sense. I'm hearing Rusty Cage.
Like, the other day, I was thinking, like, this is so funny. You mentioned old bands and stuff. What happened to Limp Bizkit?
We just saw them last night.
No way.
Last year.
I am like, yo, whatever happened to Fred? Is it Durst?
Yeah.
He never left our hearts.
This is my first, I'm going to tell you two of my bands that, like, you know, because I had to learn rock music because I was coming up out of hip hop, but I learned rock. Like, two of my favorite bands of the 90s was Aerosmith and Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, hell yeah.
And they were like on fire. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. When I went to my first Aerosmith concert, I was in Boston. So, you know, Mr. Tyler is home.
Yes.
He's home. And he's Michael Jordan, you know, at this time. He's the first dude I ever seen wear jeans so tight it looked like he would have an infection. Like, I never seen. I say, is that comfortable?
That can't be good for you.
How do you set?
I don't even know why he had buttons on his shirt. It's all the way down open. He's got this long hair. He's got scarves wrapped around the microphone. You know what I mean? He's Mr. Rockstar. I was like, dang, you know, eyeliner and arched eyebrows. Like, he was just a beautiful person or something. And he had every type of woman at his meet and greet. The mom, the grandma, and the grandma.
On three generations.
All of them with the same face. Hi.
Dude, we just saw him at the Ozzy tribute show, the farewell show, and man, like, you know, he's obviously added a couple of years to his life, but it was like, it's kind of weird seeing a guy who's like, you know, in his 70s trying to still be sexy.
Yeah, well, you know, he's still sexy to somebody. He's not sexy to you. You know what I mean?
Well, there's a part where he's singing, he just rubbed his armpits and he smelled it. I'm like, what? What are you doing?
See, that's when you know he's 70. Because they start doing weird stuff. Scratching your booty while you're on stage. You know, don't do that.
Bill Bellamy, you're going to be over at the Nate Jackson Super Funny Comedy Club in Tacoma. He has a new location.
Yeah, it's very, very beautiful. Brand new club. My first time there, so I'm excited about it. You know, anytime that I could get up to the Pacific Northwest for me is a treat. You know what I'm saying? As soon as you land, you smell weed. It's a beautiful thing. I thought my plane was landed in weed heaven. It's like, I just feel so sedated.
We'll take you to Sean Kemp's spot.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Sean got the. Oh, and you know what's funny about here? You guys are so normal with the weed thing. You know what I mean? You guys were probably one of the first states to like really go full throttle. Yeah,
I think it was Colorado and then Washington.
Yeah, you guys were, you know, top two, top three, right? Whatever. So it's so normal to you, but for a person that's coming into it, it's brand new. Like, I'm like, why does it smell so wonderful here?
And everybody's so chill.
Everyone is in a great mood at Starbucks. Good morning. How would you like your macchiato? No one's like, got that New York, yo, man, come on. Everybody's like, it'll be up shortly.
No rush.
Give
me your order whenever
easy,
you got
brother,
it.
Yeah. Easy, brother. Your macchiato will be on the way.
Bill Bellamy, we're going to play a quick song. Can you hang with us for one
more
break?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
The Daily Mix Show.
You can catch him in Tacoma all weekend long. We are going to have more with the great Bill Bellamy after Aerosmith.
There you go.
You're welcome.
Yes!
Don't
the gods have spoken.
If you are just joining us, we have Bill Bellamy in the studio with us right now ahead of a bunch of shows you're going to be doing at Nate Jackson Super Funny Comedy Club in Tacoma this
weekend.
We are
having a moment, though.
Yes.
Because I've known you guys, I want to say at least 15 years,
maybe,
right? Roughly. And you were a baby. This dude right here.
Danny.
For the people who don't know, Danny's our producer. He's super dope. His first comedy show was when I went to Parlor Live.
Yeah, when I first moved to Seattle.
Brand new.
And he was here on the show, and he invited us out, and that was like the first comedy show that I
saw. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
And you've been ruined for life because nobody's funny to me. Just say it.
It's true, yeah. I can't go to any more comedy shows. No,
don't
it's fine.
Fight it. It's fine. Just let it go, Danny.
Set the bar so high.
I highly recommend. But my wife and I went to your show. I also at the party, which was a blast because my wife didn't know what she was getting into, and then it was just chaos.
Yeah,
I mean, your show is just
it's
crazy.
Fun. You know what I love about doing stand up because you can do anything if you know creatively. Like we try to get people on stage. We do all kinds of stuff. We go out in the audience. Like we make it like, oh my god! Like you see people smiling. Like, oh, don't pick me. Oh my god! Like, you know, and we bring people together. You know, we do music, we do comedy, we do improvisation. So it's more than just stand up. You know, I try to make it 3D.
One of my favorite things about going and like seeing you perform is like when you're performing up there and you're doing your thing. Like there's a few moments where everyone's kind of looking at each other like, "Cool if I laugh at that?"
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
I love that. Because comedy for me is a connector. It's like music. Like, you know, we all love music. And I think when laughter, like when COVID taught me that laughter and music is everything. Because when you isolate, I remember like going through that whole COVID thing where people were like walking across the street and people, I was like, man, we need to connect. We need to hug. Like, I remember my first hug after COVID. Remember that first hug? You was like, man, can I hug you?
I don't want this to end.
Don't let me go. Don't let me go, baby. I haven't had a hug in 2 years. Like, get off me, dude.
Sir, I'm taking your coffee order, man. Right. Like, can you stop know hugging? What
I
mean?
Or conversations in person. I remember, like, everything in Hollywood was Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
Zoom, Zoom, Zoom. Everybody, your auditions were Zoom. Everything was Zoom. And I remember when I went to my first meeting in person to meet a producer about a film. And it was, like, dope. I was like, dude, this is my first meeting talking to somebody, like, across the table. That's old school.
Oh, yeah.
You know, now we back normal. We forgot what we went through. We're, like, hugging each other. People are, like, spitting in each other's face. How you doing?
Screw you.
Oh, screw you. Wow. We forgot all about COVID.
So, a question for you, Bill. So, you've got two shows tonight, two shows tomorrow night. What do you do in between those two shows? How much time do you have to, like, unwind for a second? And then what do you do after putting on two shows?
Oh, man. So, in between, normally I'll just have my dinner or whatever, and then I'll watch, like, some TV or usually some sporting events on or whatever, because it's usually like 2 hours in between, so I could calm down after I do my meet and greet. Then I'll just, like, you know, eat really healthy, and then I'll just watch a little TV, and then next thing you know, it's time for the next show. But after the shows, I'm out. I'm in the streets.
Yeah.
I'm in the streets. I'm still that dude. I'm in the streets. You know, I mean, I like going out. I like learning the city. This is a very, very beautiful area.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, when it ain't raining, this thing is real. This looks like the Enchanted Forest.
Yeah.
Because when you look at the trees, your trees are better than our L.A. trees. We got the palms. They're skinny, and then they sprout. You guys have
the evergreens.
Y'all got,
here,
y'all got the evergreen.
Yeah.
Like, everything's a Christmas tree out here. Y'all got the Jurassic Park tree. Like, y'all see them every day. Y'all don't realize y'all trees are big as hell, bro.
Yeah.
Like, when I was a kid, we used to climb trees. You're not climbing these. This is like climbing a building. You fall from up there, it's a wrap, bro. And also, too, it's very picturesque. Like, so you can look this way, you see Mount Rainier. You look this way, you see the lake and the was it the Puget, whatever?
Puget Sound, yeah.
Yeah, and it's just gorgeous. But when it rains, you just feel like, oh, man. Because it gets, what the thing about here I notice is when it rains, the fog comes low.
Oh,
so you
yeah.
don't see anything.
Yep.
So you feel like you're in a cloud. But once that cloud leave, player,
it's on.
And that weed kick in.
Everybody's outside.
Everybody's outside. Everybody's outside. I love it, love it, love it. And then you got Bellevue, you got Seattle, Bellevue, Tacoma. It goes bing, bing, bing. Right? One, two, three.
Yeah, yeah.
And y'all have traffic like we do in LA.
Oh, it's awful. It's awful.
Worst.
Everybody.
And they're shutting all these different freeways down during the weekends.
It sucks. Traffic all day, though.
What one in the afternoon, deal, it's like rush
bro.
Hour.
What yeah. the hell, bro? When I landed, it was traffic. Mm-hmm. This morning coming in is traffic. What is the deal? Why don't y'all have helicopters or something?
Her brother-in-law does.
Yeah, my brother-in-law has a helicopter. He's a helicopter pilot. We can hook you up.
Thank you, baby.
we'll get you to Tacoma real quick.
Bill will be landing shortly.
So we're chatting with Bill Bellamy. And Bill, I got to go back to the MTV days if you
let's
don't mind.
Go, let's
because,
have fun.
I mean, you've talked to, and you were not just talking to one set style of musicians. Like, you would talk from people from like Michael Jackson to Kurt Cobain.
Yes, sir.
Did you ever spend, I mean, with the passing of Ozzy Osbourne, did you ever get to spend any time with the Prince of Darkness?
No, I never met Ozzy. I met his wife, though, once.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah, Sharon. But that was later because she was doing like her individual thing. But when they were on MTV, you know,
yeah.
they exploded. They were like a thing, you know what I mean? But as far as bands, people that I've interviewed, interestingly different, I would say Kurt Cobain was completely different.
What was that like?
He was very shy. I found it very, very weird, like how shy he was. But on
that's
stage,
a clash of styles.
Not.
Bill Bellamy and Kurt Cobain
don't even go together.
No, it was like the producers laughing in the background,
and just like yeah. Demir or whatever. You know, this dude was like the biggest rock star of that summer. Like, I just remember when he came in, Courtney came in. We're at the MTV studios, and he had on like a striped sweater, like from a thrift shop.
Yeah, yeah.
And like some dirty jeans and some old Chucks.
Uh-huh.
I was like, man, get some money, play.
Let's go shopping.
Like we got to get you some money, man. We need you. You need some per diem. You know? Because you always think, you know, being a star is going to be fancy. But that's the difference between black people and white people, right? I'm going to give you a perfect example. A black billionaire, you're going to know. He's going to be loud. Something's going to be glittering. Something. A white billionaire, he looked like he just went to Kohl's.
Spending that Kohl's cash?
Yeah. I remember, I swear to God, I was in New Orleans, right? And Mark Cuban was there, right? And Mark Cuban could walk, like, Mark Cuban blends, and he had on some regular, like, Docksiders and just the blue jeans, little flat pockets, and a little polo shirt. Walking the street. Got more money than everybody. He looked so regular. No chain, no watch, no nothing. Quintessential white guy.
Boring.
You know what I mean? No razzle dazzle. No Tesla. No, you know.
You don't want to go shopping at Target with me later?
I know. Migs got all his money. And look.
Oh, yeah.
And he looks so poor.
I know.
You can catch Bill Bellamy this weekend. The Top Villain Comedy Tour is at Nate Jackson's Super Funny Comedy Club in Tacoma. Superfunnycomedyclub.com.
Let's go. Get your tickets, everybody. We love you.
The Daily Migs Show.
But swear to God,
how would you like a shot at beating Steve? This man's record is 248 wins, 75 losses, and 61 ties in 2025. Call 206-803-ROCK right now, and we will play Beat Migs at 750.